I think it's great that we've been used, well, I've been using, we've been using, I have been speaking into this microphone. For how many years have I had this microphone, Randy? Like 3 years or something? Just now occurred to me that you can rotate the goddamn thing in the spider housing. It is amazing how sometimes the most simplest and most obvious things can be right in front of you and you never figure it out. Kind of like how statists never figure out the simple, obvious fact that the government cannot solve problems, it can only create problems. But then again, they're simple people, they're statists. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. You can go to a public school where people are unarmed and shoot innocent children. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. It doesn't matter what you say because you're a dumbass, okay? Your opinion doesn't matter because you're a statist. You can't fucking think. I, on the other hand, I think all the time. I never stop thinking. Why? Because I am the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect. Which, unlike the cruise missiles, unlike the flying robots launched by the Obama administration, my cruise missile of intellect does not mow down children or wedding parties or other innocent people. No. The cruise missile of my intellect only kills fucking statist. It only kills people who deserve to be killed, and not even killed in the biological sense, but it destroys their tiny little brains that are clinging to statism, clinging to the government, clinging, waiting for Obama to save them. Because if we just had just one more law, if there was just one more law, this whole tragedy, all those children died. If we would have just had one more law, they would be alive today. We need to pass more laws. Yes, one more law. And everybody, and every fucking bad thing in society, every bad thing in the world could be cured, eliminated, exterminated, removed, excised. Every ill, every bad, every evil, every sin would be removed if we just had one more law. That's all we need. Isn't it right? Isn't that right, statist? If we just had one more law. Certain of laws, before I start going off about this Adam guy and the school shootings and the responses that all of you idiots are having to all of this. Well, before I do that, Randy has my waveform now that we've moved. Yes, lovely. I like that. All right. By the way, I am the Great One himself, and this is the Stating the Obvious podcast brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are on the internet at cynlibsoc.com. That's cynicallibertariansociety.com. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. She is the engineer. She doesn't talk. I just talk to her. What else was I supposed to say? Oh, today is December 18th. Sometimes I remember to put all this information in. Sometimes I forget about it. It doesn't matter. You know, I really get annoyed at podcasts and podcasters who constantly remind you what podcast you're listening to. I mean, if you don't know what fucking podcast you're listening to, why the fuck are you listening to it? That's why I don't sit here and go, "Hi, I'm the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious from the Cynical Libertarian Society," over and over and over and over throughout the entire fucking podcast. God, that really fucking annoys the shit out of me when people do that. I, of course, on the other hand, just barely remember. And I should point out that the theme song for Stating the Obvious is the song You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour. It's off his 1984 album About Face. It is a song he wrote about me, obviously, What else? It seems like, oh, and the email address. If you want to send us hate mail, love mail, if you want to send either Randy or myself naked pictures of you, as long as you're physically attractive, that's awesome. Please send us naked photographs. We'll also take videos, homemade porn videos. It's all cool. Just send that to God. That's G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, God@CYNLIBSOC.com. Alrighty then. Now, let's delve into this real quick. I bring this up because it involves laws, and of course because also I'm a photographer in one of my other lives. This is always fun stuff to talk about. Instagram. Apparently now Instagram can sell your pictures without you knowing about it. Where is this? Okay, so it said, let me read this from this post. I will put a link to this. When you first read the new terms of service, nothing seems to be out of the ordinary until you reach the rights portion of the TOS. It explains what users of the service have authority over and in returns what Instagram could do publicly, blah, blah, blah. Well, it says, while you retain copyright of any material that's posted, as long as you rightfully own it, you will be giving Instagram a royalty-free and no-limits license to use anything you post as long as it's posted publicly. And this is the quote, which is supposedly from the Instagram TOS. Quote, Instagram does not claim ownership of any content that you post on or through the service. Instead, you hereby grant to Instagram a non-exclusive, fully paid, and royalty-free, transferable, sub-licensed, worldwide license to use the content that you post on or through the service, except that you can control who can view certain of your content and activities on the service as described in the service's privacy policy available here, blah, blah, blah. You know, I've said it before, I'm saying it again, I've said it about this. Once you put something on the internet, it's out there. You have lost control. You may as well just get over it and move on. But I just thought it was really funny because, you know, obviously people aren't upset about this and wah, wah, wah. And I'm just like, what planet do you live on that you don't understand that once you put something on the internet, you've lost control of it? And this also reminded me of the people, because this is like a new fad or a meme or whatever you want to call it. I've seen the people who post on their Facebook pages this little thing about how everything on my Facebook page is copyright of me and nobody can use it. Or my other favorite one about how people post on there, everything on my Facebook page is private and the government cannot read any of this and use it against me. And it just baffles me. It doesn't baffle me because the people who do this are all statist and you're not very smart to begin with. That's why you're statist. But the idea you people have that you can post something on your Facebook page and that's going to prevent like another company from coming along and reading what's on your Facebook page and using it, or the idea that you're going to post on your Facebook page that the information on my Facebook page cannot be read by the government and used against me, and like somehow or another the government is going to honor that. Like, let's think about this a second. The government drops nuclear weapons on people. The government put Japanese people in concentration camps. The government exterminated the Indians and put them on reservations. The government sterilized black people against their will. The government upheld slavery. The government murders people in foreign countries with flying robots. The government gives guns to drug cartels in Mexico. The government perpetuates the war on drugs, but somehow or another, the idea that you, a fucking nobody, that you are going to control the actions of the government by typing words on your Facebook page. If you really believe that, you are by far one of the stupidest fucking people that has ever lived in the entire history of the goddamn universe. You cannot control the government by typing words on your Facebook page. But it's okay, because you live in that fantasy land, and that fantasy land is a wonderful place for you to be. Now, let's talk about school shootings and Adam Lanza, if that's how you pronounce his name, I don't know. I don't really care. It is what it is. Where do I want to start here? Let's start here. As I said in the podcast I released yesterday, and as I've said in every podcast before when dealing with things like this, all of these shootings take place in places where people are unarmed. Meanwhile, here's something that will not get covered. This, when did this happen? What was the date on this? Uh-oh. Here we go. December 17th, 2012. It's been updated. So, let me just get to the update part. So here's the quick story. Shooter goes into a theater to shoot people, and instead of shooting people, the shooter gets shot. Now, I want to read the update part here, because this is where the information starts getting more accurate and more interesting. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office says the off-duty sergeant who was working security heard the gunshots and came running. She saw the gunman coming out of the men's restroom. The sheriff's office says the gunman did not shoot at her, but his gun was drawn, so she opened fire. That off-duty sergeant, identified as Lisa Calistio, I'm probably mispronouncing that name, fired four times, wounding the gunman. Only one other person was wounded, a 49-year-old man inside the theater who was hit by one of the gunman's shots. Both are expected to recover. Investigators say about 30 rounds were fired. It's unclear why the breakup with his girlfriend caused the man to go after his coworkers. Investigators haven't ruled out a love triangle involving someone else in the restaurant. Wait, I thought this was supposed to be in a theater. Okay, so anyhow, the point is that's the more accurate information. It doesn't matter where it happened. The guy was going to shoot some people, and what happened? Somebody with a gun shot him. Not only that, here's the beautiful part. It was a woman. All the men in the vicinity, you know, we're just taking it up the ass like a bitch. They were all going to stand there and get shot, probably. It took one woman with one handgun to bring the psycho down. Now imagine if every teacher in that Connecticut school had a sidearm and knew how to use it. But no, we can't have that, because the government wants you women to be helpless. Now, of course, there's the fact that this woman who shot the guy is a police officer, or more specifically, a sheriff's deputy. So she is part of the state. She is part of the enforcement arm of the state. She is part of the state that, you know, kills people for having marijuana and all this other stuff. And so we can debate that. But let's just leave that aside for the moment. We had here a woman who had a handgun and who knew how to use it. Situation solved. Done and done. You'll never hear about this from the mainstream media. Why? Because nobody in the media, nobody in the government, nobody in the corporations, no aspect of the state wants you to know that you could be capable of defending yourself from psychos. Doesn't want women carrying guns, because not only does that mean you can defend yourself from psychos, it means you can defend yourself from rapists. And as I've said before, the state wants women to get raped. The state wants women to be victims. The state wants children in schools to be killed. All of those things benefit the state. Okay, right now the state is making a ton of money. They're going to be able to pass more laws because of the Connecticut school shooting. There's going to be all these people needing therapy, which is going to funnel money and power to the state. The economic and political ramifications of people being victimized. I've talked about this before. I don't need to repeat all of this before. If you know what I'm talking about, fucking go back and listen to the older podcast, okay? I cannot fucking repeat myself all the time. There are a lot of people who are going to make a lot of money off of this school shooting. And that's what it's all about. And there are a lot of people who are going to be afraid. They're going to be so scared. That's going to come up later. Somewhere in here when I find it where it is. All right, let me bounce to another thing. We're reading crap off the internet today, because I was actually on the internet just laughing my ass off at all this stuff about Adam Lanza. Adam Lanza, an official said this. It must be true. An official said Adam Lanza had Asperger's syndrome, but experts say there's no clear link between that developmental disorder and violent behavior. Now, point number one, well, the expert said it must be true. Point number two, well, there's no clear link between that developmental disorder and violent behavior. Now, we're talking about clear links in a minute. When we go to the next article, keep that in mind. Clear links, none there. The first thing I would say is, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to say that there's any link between Asperger's and violence behavior. But what about all the fucking medication he was on? And I remember yesterday, when I did my podcast yesterday, I knew virtually nothing about what happened other than some psycho shot a bunch of kids because nobody in the school was armed. I said yesterday, just wait till we find out what kind of medication this person was on. Sure enough, here it is. This Adam kid, Asperger's, on medication. What I fucking tell you? Again, why is it that nobody can figure out every public school shooting by some crazy person who's on medication takes place in a public school and it's done by somebody who's on medication? Wow. When are we going to fucking connect the dots? Public schools, Medicaid. What are the common factors here? Public schools, medication, but they all had guns. They all had guns. That's the common factor. If we get rid of guns, it'll all go away. What about public schools, gun-free zones, adults who can't defend themselves, children who can't defend themselves? What about public schools? And what about medication? People being put on medication that's never been tested on human beings for long terms, medication that could be fucking people up in ways we have no fucking clue about. Oh no, but no, those two common factors we will just completely fucking ignore. It's all about the guns. And we'll come back to guns. What is important here? That I need to read. I like this. Asperger's is a mild form of autism, often characterized by social awkwardness. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was not the social awkwardness that made him kill people, but it was probably the drugs he was on to combat the social awkwardness. Because, of course, people can't be socially awkward, which amazes me, because if your child has a fucking personality, they'll put them on drugs so they don't have a personality, so the teachers don't have to deal with them. But if your child is socially awkward, then they put them on drugs to do what? Make you more outgoing? So then they'll dope you to make you stupid again. I don't get this shit. By the way, speaking of kids, I want to say this. While I'm thinking about it, I just worked in the theater. I just worked a high school musical recital, Christmas recital for one of the local high schools. And I love to come on this podcast. Anybody who's listened to this podcast knows that I bash the medicated generation, those people under 30, which includes high school kids. I bash them pretty endlessly for being stupid, you know, for being medicated, for being shallow. And I try to always point out that this is not entirely their fault. I mean, it's the adults that are doing this to them. You know, these children are not putting themselves on medication. These children are not teaching themselves bullshit like, you know, global warming and Republicans hate black people and only the government can build roads. All of this stuff is being done to them by the adults around them, by their shitty parents who don't know how to raise children because they see their children as little trophies, and of course by the ignorant motherfuckers who are their teachers, who come from the bottom 20% of college graduates and who are not very smart to begin with. So I just want to take a moment to say that I spent yesterday working with a shit ton of little high school kids. And they were all fantastic. They were well-behaved. They were polite. They said thank you. They did what they needed to do. They had their shit together. You know, and so it's good for everyone to once in a while be reminded that not everything is as... And that not everything is terrible, and that the terrible things are the ones that stand out. And if we pay too much attention to it, we go off the deep end. Okay, I just spent a day working with like 200 fucking high school kids who, and every one of them was great. There were no problems whatsoever. But then one Asperger motherfucker like this. Asperger. I didn't even know Asperger's was a real disease until I saw it on South Park. I thought it was a joke. One Asperger's motherfucker comes along and shoots a bunch of kids. And, you know, there it is. All right. So anyhow, that's enough of me talking nice about the medicated generation. Let me go back to ranting. Blah, blah, blah. So it's about blah, blah, blah. And then it hit blah, blah, blah. But then I think this is funny. Down at the bottom of this article, it says, quote, after much debate, the term Asperger's is being dropped from the diagnostic manual used by the nation's psychiatrist. In changes approved earlier this month, Asperger's will be incorporated under the umbrella term of, quote, autism spectrum disorder, unquote, for all the ranges of autism, unquote. It's really interesting, fascinating, and important how important language is and how important it is what we call things. We're not going to call it Asperger's anymore. We'll change the name, and that will make everything okay. Is that really important? Well, here's what's really important, is that no matter what these kids are diagnosed with, and every fucking child alive can be diagnosed with some kind of psychiatric problem if you try hard enough. Okay? Every person alive, child, adult, old person, we can all be diagnosed with some kind of psychiatric problem if somebody just tries hard enough. What's more important than what Asperger's is called is what kind of fucked up medication are people going to be put on in order to, quote unquote, fix them? And will that medication result in them shooting more people? And I'm going to say that yes, it's going to result in more people getting shot. Now, where was I? But experts say there is no clear link between that developmental disorder and violent behavior, right? That's there. Now, let's flip over to this blog real quick. Read a little bit here. This is from some blog. Never found this before. Oh, this Hawaiian libertarian. I don't know anything about this guy, but this was funny. This is what he writes. Quote, while reading up on the kinetic... Yeah. Take two. Right. Yes, exactly. I should get the little clapper board. All right, take two, Hawaiian libertarian blog. Quote, while reading up on the Connecticut school shooting these past couple of days, I saw various references to this article. Gunman's mother was a doomsday prepper. Now here's a quote from the article. Quote, as America searches for answers, investigators are turning towards Nancy Lanza's supposed identification as a survivalist. The Daily Mail reports Miss Lanza stockpiled weapons and food for what she saw as America's coming economic collapse. The prepper revelations may provide one insight into Adam Lanza's whatever the fuck his name is, motive, whatever the fuck his name is not in the article. That's editorial commentary from me. They provide one insight into Adam Lanza's motive for taking so many innocent lives. Unquote. Yes, there's no clear link between Asperger's and violence, although we're not looking for a link between all the drugs we put people with Asperger's on and violence. But, oh, if you're a prepper, if your mom is a prepper, that could be an insight into why you would go out and kill people. Because yes, people who prep, people who have food in their home to last more than a day, people who have guns, people who prepare for an economic collapse. Because we all know economic collapses never happen, right? Great Depression, anybody? If you prep for, we all know natural disasters never happen, right? Katrina, anybody? If you prep, if you have food and water and survival equipment and guns and ammunition stockpiled in your home, why, that obviously makes you want to go out and kill people, doesn't it? And why, and this is going to be pursued, trust me, this will be pursued more and more. And why? Because just like the government does not want women to be able to defend themselves so that they get raped, so that they need the government, just like the government does not want schools to be places that are safe for children, that's why they're gun-free zones, that's why the teachers don't have sidearms, that's why they don't know how to use sidearms, because it wants those children to be killed so that it will so that the government will be able to pass more laws, will benefit economically. I'm going to be able to talk any minute now. The government does not want you to stockpile supplies, because when something like Katrina happens, the government wants you to be dependent and reliant on them for food and for water and for shelter and for the ability to stay warm. I mean, God forbid you have a box of blankets and some water and some MREs in your home. You're a prepper. You're dangerous. You might go out and kill people at a public school. You will see more of this. Trust me. What do we got now? We did that. I am Adam Lanza's mother. Now, this is a long article by some woman named Lisa Long. It's her blog post where she talks about her son, who is mentally fucked up. I want to read some of this. We're going to go through this, blah, blah, blah. Stand by. Okay, I had a brief technical difficulty there. All right, blog post. Let me read this. 3 days before 20-year-old Adam Lanza killed his mother, then opened fire on a classroom full of... But you know what? All right, wait, before we do this. Here's another thing about school shootings. When people have problems, when people are undergoing... you know, difficulties, whatever. Let's put it this way. Let's say that I am angry at my spouse. So when you're angry at another person, I don't have a spouse, my girlfriend. Let's say I'm angry at one of my girlfriends. I can either take out my anger on her, or I can be passive aggressive and I can kick her dog. When these people do these school shootings, I think we need to ask ourselves, are they shooting kids at the school because they have, because it's like their anger is aimed at something else in their life and they're taking it out on the school children because the school children cannot defend themselves? Or are they taking out their anger on the school system because it's the school system they're angry at, and that fucked them up? Because this Adam kid was only 20 years old. He was in public school not that long ago. I mean, either way, I think it points to the same thing, is that we need to get rid of the public school system. Because either the public school system is creating an environment where you have a bunch of helpless children and adults who are easy to murder, in which case the public school system needs to go away, or the public school system is fucking people up and making those people want to come back to the public school system and kill people there, in which case the public school system still needs to go away. But again, it's like when the state, the media, and the government, they're looking for the causes of all of this stuff. You know, they look at, well, his mother was a prepper. That must be why he went and shot all of those people. You know, it's never because he was on medication. It's never because 12 years of public education made him a person who goes out and shoots other people. It's never because 18, or in his case, 20 years of parenting from his excuse for a mother made him a person who will go out and kill people. The medication made him a person who would go out and kill people? You know, it's never because of any of those things. It's because of the gun and the prepperness. You know, guns make people go kill people. I have guns around me right now. There are two guns within reach. I have no desire to go out and kill anybody. It's not the fucking guns. It's not the prepping. I have water. I have food. I have blankets. It's not being prepared in case Katrina comes through or the power goes out for 3 days. That does not make me want to go out and kill anybody. If, however, my parent, my mother in my case, right, we weren't talking about my father. See, because like, we all have issues. You get me a psychiatrist, they go, well, don't you have, daddy issues and shit. Oh, no, my mother and father got divorced when I was young, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. My mother, for all the disagreements I have with her about politics and social issues and all this other stuff, because she's a hardcore Obama cocksucking liberal Democrat. My mother taught me to read before I ever went into school. My mother didn't hardly spank me ever, like 3 or 4 times, all of which I totally fucking deserved. My mother raised me right. I ignored the public school system when I was in it because when I was in 3rd grade, I figured out the people teaching me were stupid. I'll need to tell that story again sometime in the future. I've told it in the past. And when I was a child, I was never, ever put on medication. To this day, I have to be almost fucking dying to even take an aspirin. Oh, and then let's not even mention diet. Oh my God, and now I'm watching this documentary about obesity in America. Oh my God, I am about to fucking lose it. There will be a stating the obvious coming up, and I promise this all the time. There's a stating the obvious coming up where I'm going to talk about blah, 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 and then I never get around to it. Oh my God, this whole obesity thing, I am going to lose my fucking mind. Okay, what about Adam's diet? What was this kid eating? Was he fucking living on fucking Big Macs and junk food? Was he a fucking vegan? I guarantee he was not a vegan. He was a junk food eater because vegans, like Stefan Molyneux, this is my big, I don't know if he's a vegan or vegetarian. Stefan has indicated he does not eat meat. And as much as I admire Stefan's thinking, I'm just being honest about this, Stefan Molyneux is a pacifist pussy. The one disagreement I have with him, the biggest disagreement I have with him, is his whole thing about not being able to defend yourself. You know, and if this is the difference between me and Stefan, is that if somebody shot Stefan's daughter, he would just roll with the punches. If somebody shot my daughter, it wouldn't happen because I'd be able to defend my daughter because I am not a fucking vegetarian pacifist pussy. How'd I get on that? I'm not really sure. Adam's diet. So, I mean, what, you know, the drugs this kid was on, his parents, his school, the food he's putting in his mouth, all of this shit is a hell of a lot more important to why he went and killed these people than the fact that some gun mind controlled him or that his mother was a prepper. His mother was prepping, so that made him go wacky and want to kill people. The medication didn't do it. 12 years of public education didn't do it. The shitty parenting that she did, you know, in addition to the prepping, I'm sure the shitty parenting had nothing. But talk to people who don't go out and kill other human beings, okay? Some of them are preppers. Some of them have guns. And yet, somehow or another, we don't all go out and shoot children. It's like I'm surrounded by idiots. All right. 3 days before, I'm reading the blog post now. 3 days before, 20-year-old Adam Lanza killed his mother, then opened fire on a classroom full of... And so, was his anger... What? Yes, I know, Randy. I will get through it. How are we on time? We got plenty of time. I got this. So he killed his mother first, then he went and shot children. You know, so what, with the bad parenting, did he hate his mother? And then he's just like, okay, I killed my mother. Now I just want to go down in flames and kill some innocent children. Or was, you know, it's not the gun. It's not the fucking gun. How many times do I have to say this? It's not the fucking gun. Look at his education. Look at his parenting. Look at the drugs he was on. Look at the food he ate. I'm telling you. There's your and look at the society we live in. You know, I ranted about this one yesterday too, about our violent society and the movies where people kill each other and the video games where people kill each other. And again, you know what? You can watch movies with violence and you can play violent video games, and those things by themselves do not make people go kill each other. I probably sounds like that's what I was saying. That's not what I was saying. But those things do contribute, I think, to creating an overall culture Where, again, with language, people say, I don't understand why he would resort to violence. Well, why do you not understand that? Our entire society is based on violence, okay? Murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. War on drugs. War on terror. Submit to the TSA or you will be physically, you know, forced to submit to the TSA. Violence is the driving force behind our society. And so when people resort to violence because of their diet and their parenting and their schooling and the drugs they're on, and people act all surprised by this, I'm baffled by how you can be fucking surprised by this. I'm baffled. But then you're a statist and you're stupid. Okay. Let's try this a third time. 3 days before 20-year-old Adam Lanza killed his mother, then opened fire on a classroom full of Connecticut kindergartners, my 13-year-old son Michael, name changed, missed his bus because he was wearing the wrong color pants. Quote, I can wear these pants, unquote, he said, his tone increasingly belligerent, the black hole pupils of his eyes swallowing the blue irises. Quote, those are navy blue, unquote, I told him. Quote, your school's dress code says black or khaki pants only, unquote. Quote, they told me I could wear these, he insisted. You're a stupid bitch. I can wear whatever pants I want to. This is America. I have rights, unquote. So she's writing about how her son has a mental illness, and her son is screaming at her, you're a stupid bitch. I can wear whatever pants I want to. This is America. I have rights. So apparently, as I've been saying from day one, being a liberal Democrat is the same as being insane, because why can he not use this, right? This is exactly, let's insert some other stuff. You're a stupid bitch. I can get free healthcare anytime I want. This is America. I have rights. You're a stupid bitch. I can get free birth control anytime I want to. This is America. I have rights. You're a stupid bitch. Of course I can vote to raise taxes on rich people. This is America. I have rights. I mean, come on. This is the entire fucking America mindset. I can do whatever I want because I have rights. Because there's rights everywhere. When I say America's mindset, I mean, of course, the statist mindset. Because we create rights based on what we want. If we want free healthcare, then we have a right to it. If we want free birth control, we have a right to it. I mean, even if people say, I have a right to a gun. Well, no, you don't have a right to a gun. Without going into what property rights, blah, blah, blah. You have property rights, but you do not have a right to a gun. You don't have a right to anything. As I've said before, the only thing you have a right to is something that you can take, that you can earn, that you can create, and then that you can hold on to. This is why rights don't exist. So, blah, 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 you can wear your pants. So now we got in about how he terrifies her, and they have a safety plan so that when Michael freaks out, the other kids run to the car and lock themselves in. She took him. And so now, quote, we still don't know what's wrong with Michael. Autism spectrum, ADHD, oppositional, defiant, or intermittent explosive disorder all have been tossed around at various meetings with probation officers and social workers and counselors and teachers and school administrators. He's been on a slew of antipsychotic and mood-altering pharmaceuticals, a Russian novel of behavioral plans. Nothing seems to work. Of course it doesn't work, because it's not supposed to work. This is it. He's on. So first of all, he's on all these drugs. How do you even know what his brain is really like anymore? His brain chemistry is probably so fucked up from being on all sorts of different drugs over the time. I mean, how do you know that who he is now is who he would be had you not put him on all of his drugs? And of course, the other question is, what have you as a parent done to contribute all this? Because I love the way, you know, parents like act like when their children are fucked up, like they had nothing to do with that. But again, that's the statist way. I have no responsibility, right? I mean, that's what you statists think. You have no responsibility whatsoever. What's his fucking name? Adam, when he shot up all those kids in that Connecticut school. The school itself, they had no responsibility. Just because they forced all the kids to go in that school, just because they made the school a gun-free zone just because none of the teachers in that school had a sidearm, just because none of those teachers could defend themselves. No, they played no part in that whatsoever. If I jump out of an airplane that's at 3,000 feet in the air without a parachute, when I hit the ground and die, I have no part in that. I'm totally not responsible. And that's the fucking attitude that you fucking statists have. Okay, first of all, Mom, what's your fucking part in this? What have you contributed? Okay, let's not blame it all on the fucking kid here. So now, we've gone through all this stuff with Michael about all the diseases he might, or the defects, whatever the fuck they're called now, whatever the politically correct word is for it, disease, defect. Actually, this shit's, as I've said before, this shit is all made up. One of the best things I ever read, this was a long time ago, but this person pointed out that ADHD is not a disease, it's a condition caused by bad parenting, ADHD is just another name for bad parenting, and I would completely agree with that. So the question is, what is this woman doing that's contributing to this? But again, we're not going to talk about that. Instead, we're going to make up names for what's wrong with him and put him on all kinds of different drugs. Now, remember how I said that the state wants these things to happen. The state wants women to get raped. The state wants children to be murdered. And the state wants people to have all of these diseases and need all these drugs. Why? Because he's on all these pharmaceuticals. Who's making money off that? The pharmaceutical corporations. Who runs the government? The pharmaceutical corporations, along with the agricultural corporations, along with the military-industrial complex. And she's been to all these meetings with probation officers and social workers and counselors and teachers and administrators and all of these people. So the fact that all of these people have to meet with her and Michael, that guarantees these people have jobs. And who's paying these people? Most of them, I guarantee you, are working for the state. Probation officers work for the government. Social workers work for the government. I bet you the counselors are working for the government. Teachers work for the government. They're in the teaching union. The school administrators work for the government. All of this is generating all this economic activity for the government and for the corporations. The more people are fucked up, the more they need the government, the more they need drugs. And the more they need drugs and government, that's the more power the state has. This is why the state wants your children to get killed in school. They want your children to be mentally fucked up. They want your children to be on drugs. At the start of 7th grade, Michael was accepted to an accelerated program for highly gifted math and science students. His IQ is off the charts. Okay, IQ is just a number. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. And if it does, so here's this smart kid. And they dope him up, and they make him stupid, and they make him insane. Several weeks into his new junior high school. Does that mean he was going to one junior high and then went to a different one? Does that mean he changed schools? Or does when it says several weeks into his new junior high, does that mean he started junior high school for the first time? It doesn't clarify that. Listen to this. Several weeks into his new junior high, Michael began exhibiting increasingly odd and threatening behaviors at school. Well, change. Change happens in kids' lives. Sometimes they respond badly. So, in other words, he was fine until he went to junior high. So, when this happened, what did we do? Oh, hear what it says. We decided to transfer him to the district's most restrictive behavioral program, a contained school environment where children who can't function in normal classroom can access their right to free public babysitting from 7:30 to 1:50 Monday through Friday until they turn 18. So wait. And see, I'm having to read between lines here because there's not a lot of details here. So the kid, as far as I can tell, I am completely inferring shit from one paragraph. Michael, completely normal. Hits junior high, he starts acting odd and having problems. So what do? We move him to a different place as a restrictive behavioral program. What the fuck is that? I don't even know what the fuck that means. When you say to me restrictive behavioral program, that's like solitary confinement or something. What the fuck does that mean? I'm getting ready. I am so getting ready to lose it. I sit here and I talk about how fucking adults fuck the children up. And then wonder why the children go and shoot other children. Here we go. We put him in the district's most restrictive behavioral program. It's a contained school environment. Wait. Did anybody like just fucking talk to him? Did anybody say, hey man, what's up? You know, you seem to be having some problems. Is there something you need to talk about? Is there something we can do to help you? And maybe they did. Like, it's okay. I'm reading a lot into one paragraph. I know that. I fully admit that. This is a difference between me as a fucking smart person and you as a goddamn fucking statist. I have self-awareness. I am perfectly fucking aware that I'm reading a lot into this paragraph. But I want to know, you're going to write this shit, you're going to put it on the internet, and you're going to leave out important information like this? I want to know, what did they do to help Michael before they put him in a restrictive behavioral program? And what the fuck is a restrictive behavioral program? And why would you be surprised that somebody you put into a restrictive behavioral program, which is a contained school environment, where he's contained with other children who can't function in normal classroom. It's like a prison. How many times have I fucking said schools are like prisons? So they took this kid and they put him in an environment with other people that were having problems functioning in a quote-unquote normal environment. And then, hey, suddenly he's having problems functioning in normal environments. Holy shit. Do you think the people around you might have a fucking influence on what kind of person you are? Oh, I'm sorry. Now we're back to bad parenting again. God fucking damn it. Please. So he's on medication, and he's being treated like shit by the school system in a restrictive behavioral program, in a contained school environment, and we can't figure out why he's got some fucking anger issues. I'm just sitting here reading about this shit on the internet, and I got some motherfucking anger issues. This ain't even happening to me. If they did this to me, I'd have some major fucking anger issues. I'd be telling my mom to fuck off and let me wear the pants I want to wear because I got rights too. Why is anybody surprised by this? So then she takes him to the psycho hospital. They call the police. They come and get him. They take him into the psychiatric hospital where they're watching him, evaluating him. For days, my son insisted that I was lying, that I made the whole thing up so I could get rid of him. The first day when I called to check up on him, he said, quote, I hate you and I'm going to get my revenge as soon as I get out of here, unquote. Well, you know what? If my mother did all that shit to me, if my mother put me in a restrictive fucking school, fucking psychological, fucking whatever the babysitting, fucking whatever fucking contained school fucking environment and shit, I'd probably hate my mother also. But my mother didn't, because my mother had some fucking parenting skills. By day three, he was my calm, sweet boy again, all apologies and promises to get better. I've heard these promises for years. I don't believe them anymore. That's nice. You don't believe in your child. It's okay. And, you know, you shouldn't. But again, it's like he's fucking doped up. He's probably not even a human anymore. He's not the child that he was. All this medication, who knows what the fuck it's done to him. It's scary ass shit. Okay. What? Oh, my God. All right. Now we're okay on time. We're okay on time. But thanks for the warning. So she blah, blah, blah some more, and she's about how she's, you know, basically she's saying, I am sharing my story because I am Adam Lanza's mother, I am Dylan Cable's and Eric Harris's mother, I am James Holmes' mother, blah, blah, blah. You know, in the wake, it's, and these boys and their mothers need help. In the wake of another horrific national tragedy, it's easy to talk about guns, but it's time to talk about mental illness. Now, this is what she wrote. I read it. In the wake of another horrific national tragedy, it's easy to talk about guns, but it's time to talk about mental illness. It is easy to talk about guns, and that's why in the very next paragraph, she writes, according to Mother Jones, there's an accurate source of information. According to Mother Jones, since 1982, 61 mass murders involving firearms have occurred throughout the country. Of these, 43 of the killers were white males, and only one was a woman. Mother Jones focused on whether these killers obtained their guns legally. Most did, but the highly visible sign of mental illness should lead us to consider how many people in the U.S. live in fear like I do. Okay, first of all, most people in the U.S. live in fear because the government wants you to live in fear. That's why the government wants children in schools to be murdered, just like they were in Connecticut, because this makes people afraid. When people are afraid, they give more freedom away to the government because they think the government can protect them. Where was the government when those kids were killed? It wasn't fucking there. Where was Obama? Did Obama fucking jump in there with a gun and protect them? Did Obama take a bullet for any of those kids? Fuck no. Obama was fucking playing golf while somebody murdered a fucking brown person in fucking Afghanistan with a fucking flying robot by his orders. Second of all, she says it's easy to talk about guns, and then, of course, in the next sentence, she talks about guns, because it's all about the guns. Now, as I was looking at this, I thought to myself, isn't it amazing how we never talk about all the women who kill their own children without guns? Because it's always about the psycho mass murderers like this who kill a bunch of school kids with guns or kill a bunch of innocent people with guns in a public place, whatever. And again, we never talk about their education. We never talk about the drugs they're on. We never talk about their parenting, all this stuff. So anyway, I found, after using this thing called Google on the internet, there is a blog, which I will link to, Mothers Who Kill Children. And it is an entire fucking blog about nothing but mothers who kill their children. So there's been 61 mass murders involving firearms since 1982. And that sounds like a big number. It's not. Go to this blog, which is entirely about mothers who kill their children. And it is day after day after day after day after day of reports of mothers murdering their children, no firearms involved. And it's just like, wow, how is it that nobody talks about this? Oh, wait, that's right, because they're women. And you women, in addition to your right to, you know, free abortions and free birth control and all of a sudden, well, you totally have the right to murder your children and to have that totally ignored by the media, because the media only focuses on white men with guns who kill people, which are really easy to defend yourself against, okay? If I'm out in public and a white man with a gun tries to kill me, I can handle that. But if you're an 8-year-old child and your mother tries to kill you, there's not a lot you can do about it. You are pretty fucking much fucked. Mothers who kill their children. We're gonna ignore that, just like we're gonna ignore the kid's, Adam's diet. We're gonna ignore the drugs he was on. We're gonna ignore the fact that he went to public education for 12 years. But we're gonna focus on the fact that his mother was a prepper. That's what it is. She's a fucking prepper. And the guns mind controlled him and made him go shoot children.